music. It's a way to show someone you love them, bridge a gap between generations, and reduce stress.
As two music enthusiasts, our ask is for you to share a song with someone you love, maybe someone you haven't talked to in a while. Come together and share the language of music.
Subway sidewalks, people talk.
Join me, Chris R, for people.
At 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, welcome out and abouters. I am your host, Captain DJ Mave. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Thank you for tuning in today. I am going to do a bit of a 4th of July show. I have no guest with you. I guess, a lot of us are shell-shocked over the recent... I mean, one thing after the other with the Supreme Court basically saying that the executive branch and government agencies don't have as much right to regulate things, that they have the ultimate say. And also the same thing with a president being immune from prosecution when he commits illegal acts. And they would make that up to them to decide if that was appropriate or not. Again, and of course, if a president were to assassinate somebody via SEAL Team 6, maybe that would be illegal, but it would probably take about 15, 20 years for that to be decided. So really, somebody who's in their 80s or 70s would have, they wouldn't live to see justice. So I know that we're all thinking about this kind of stuff this week. And I know it's easy to get hopeless, but I don't want you to get hopeless, because think about this. Think about this, that this election, my first presidential election, I voted for Ronald Reagan. Now, yes, my politics have changed, but back then it was sort of like the politics weren't too different. Maybe things were a little more conservative, a little more liberal, but right now, the politics are, you have a choice between maintaining democracy and hopefully getting our Supreme Court back into how it was meant to be by the framers. We can do all that. Or you can vote for a guy who said he wants to overthrow the Constitution, vote for a guy who is a felon. You can do those things, or you can just sit it out. Like, a lot of people are just going to sit it out, but I urge you not to, because this election, you have an opportunity to tell people, especially your children, your grandchildren, what a hero you were simply by voting, simply from stopping this from happening, because he's already said what he's going to do if he gets back in office, and he's never going to leave office ever. So it's up to you. And I'm not going to do a lot of harping this time around, because I get tired of myself preaching. And also I get a little down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music and some words that should be inspiring, I hope, and think about our role as citizens of the United States and honorable people who want to do an honorable and moral thing by voting. All right, here we go. I'm going to start playing. Where else would you start with something like this? Well, you know what? You might recognize this song. I'm going to tell you what the connection is after it plays. You're going to recognize the familiarity of it, and then I'll tell you afterwards. Now, there may be some dinging involved, because I had to run down here and I brought my phone, And so please apologize for any oddball dinging during this music. Apparently I don't have the capability of turning off my messages. I have my phone on silence, but it doesn't seem to do any good. And I've turned off notifications, but it's still going to be making dings as traffic comes in. Incidentally, running down here, I got stung on my hand by a yellow jacket. Very, very odd day. All right, here we go. Here is the first song, and I will tell you what the connection is, and maybe you'll guess it. Here we go. Thank you for listening. Okay, now what was that? Everybody, now if you just tuned in, you didn't hear the beginning part of this march. Those of you who did probably recognize it if you are of a certain age as the beginning of Monty Python's Flying Circus, which introduced me to a whole new world, probably 1973, I would guess, 72, something like that, watching public television in the Bay Area. Living in San Jose as a kid, I would sneak into my parents' bedroom where there was another TV, and I would turn it on when everybody else was engrossed in whatever the TV show was, and I would watch, knowing that if my parents ever saw the kind of antics that were on Monty Python, I think I would have been in huge, huge trouble. And so I love that song, but the song that introduces this is called the Liberty Bell March. That is what opens up Monty Python's Flying Circus. So yeah, the Liberty Bell March. So there you go. There's my tenuous connection. Now let's go. This is not a founding father that we're going to hear from, but you know, somebody, well, you know, from the Hall of Presidents. Let's hear what Mr. Lincoln has to say at the Hall of Presidents.
This government must be preserved in spite of the acts of any man or set of men. Nowhere in the world is presented a government of so much liberty and equality. To the humblest and poorest among us are held the highest privileges and positions. What constitutes the bulwark of our liberty and independence? It is not the frowning battlements or bristling seacoast, our army and navy. These are not our reliance against tyranny. Our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in us. Our defense is in the spirit which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men, in all lands everywhere. Destroy this spirit, and you have planted the seeds of despotism at your own doors. At what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a trek on the Blue Ridge. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up among us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and its finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Surely God would not have created such a being as man with ability to grasp the infinite, to exist only for a day. No. Man was made for immortality.
Straight from the lips of robot Abraham Lincoln at Disneyland in the Hall of the Presidents, straight to your heart over the airwaves here. Yes, I am playing some some nostalgic. This phone, working this on the phone, it's a little trickier than I thought. Playing some nostalgic and patriotic stuff, but also I'm going to play some stuff that shows how we're falling a little bit short. Now, you know, I have to admit, look at me, look at where I'm coming from. I was in the Air Force, and I enjoyed my time in the Air Force on being a navigator and bombardier and B-52s, and I felt compelled by patriotism for that job. I was a firefighter, so in very much serving my community. So I know it may seem a little over the top to hear some of this music, and it may seem to you that maybe you're not in the right place to hear it. But I want, again, we cannot surrender the moral high ground to troglodyte cultist zombies. And that's what's going to happen if we don't claim the flag and claim the Constitution and claim this country as ours. You're going to let them have it. And we need, this is a great time to start turning the tide right now. So all you have to do is vote. If you're not registered to vote, register to vote. This is, and I know we all get tired of hearing this, but right now, this is the most important election I've ever had in my life, and probably your life as well. Our whole system of government is changing before our eyes. It's been a coup in slow motion, and we need to stop it. And the only power we have is at the ballot box, and that's a very peaceful way to do it, unlike our opponents, maybe, who are not peaceful in this endeavor. We can do this peacefully, and it's going to take, the way our democracy works is that people of a certain, where they live in a certain geographic area, their votes count more than ours in the Electoral College. They count more than ours in the Senate. They count more than ours due to gerrymandering and campaign finance problems, all of that. So we have to show up in much larger numbers than those who are saying right now they would like to suspend the Constitution. So I hate to be a bummer, but I'm gonna, you know, let's play some more contemporary. Well, not that much contemporary. I have a little bit of Bayard Rustin and Audre Lorde to play for you, and we're gonna kind of intersperse some of the words from folks that are telling how we're kind of maybe falling a little bit short in things with where we could be. Okay, let's continue on with this, and thank you for hanging out with me while I do this. I really very much appreciate the company today. Here we go.
If you can't get a decent salary for men who are working in the name of God, how the hell are you going to get rid of poverty? All of the country people are telling me you can't depend on the unions. They're anti-Negro. They won't stand with you. Well, I think the record here shows that in Memphis, this fight is going to be won because the black people of this community and the trade unions stand together, man to man.
We call for a nonviolent uprising with people sitting, standing, being arrested, white and black together. Our power is in our ability to make things unworkable. The only weapon we have is our bodies, and we need to tuck them in places so wheels don't turn.
Am I supposed to go back to Harlem and tell the people they have to wait until the Vietnam War is over before money can be got? No, I think we have to put up a political fight for it. I do not believe the war in Vietnam is more important than eradicating poverty, and I think history will reveal that.
What I want to know is, with what politician will you agree
in November if they don't get off their fannies and do something.
The women I ran with, we knew we were outsiders. We knew we were outside the pale. We lived in the village. We were outsiders. We were dykes, right? A lot of us were artists. We hated typing, right? We didn't want straight jobs. Whatever we did, we were at the fringe. Now, this, of course, was the 50s. It was like the gay girls' version of the beatniks. You have to remember that the lesbian gay girls, because that's what we would call the gay girls' population, was a reflection of what else was going on, right, around us. And that was the era of let's pretend this is the best of all possible worlds. This is exactly what we choose, right? And this is it. So, like, nobody talked about racism.
Right. So if something happened to me in a bar, I couldn't count on anybody standing up and covering my back. A white lesbian would not stand up to cover my back. They may say, personally, oh, isn't that too bad it happened to you? But not, hey, this shouldn't happen, period.
You need to begin with a movement, which is what Black Power and the Civil Rights Movement was. Then, immediately within it, you are going to get those people whose differences are not being articulated, which is, right, us. So then there is immediately another step.
Okay, that was Bayard Rustin, and I think there's a documentary about him that's out right now, I think, and advisor to Martin Luther King, and that first, all that series of little speeches put together. Hey, there we go, Liberty Bell March again. I don't know. Beats me. But he was kind of, his role was really downplayed because he was an out gay black man. And incidentally, that first, what I was going to say, it was that first speech that he was talking about, labor unions standing with black men and women. It's important to remember that Martin Luther King, when we celebrate Martin Luther King, we forget some of the things Martin Luther King was. He was very much a pro-union organizer and agitator, and of course, an anti-war advocate as well. And those were part and parcel with his working to free black people and grant black people their rights. So that was, they stood together. So those are a couple of voices. Audre Lorde was the other one. I really enjoy her writing, a black lesbian writer. And you know, that's the kind of folks that, are going to get the screws put to them if this election goes south in November. So again, I'll say it again, please vote. If you're not registered, it's really important. It's probably one of the most important things you can do for the future of our country and maybe for the future of you, especially if you're one of those marginalized people or friends of a marginalized person. Got to register and you need to vote. All right. We're going to do our 20 minute after the hour stuff, and then we're going to come right back with more of my music and more speech making. Here we go.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for July 3rd through the 7th. Wednesday, Rock the Nest with Jessica Hafner, Panoramic Dreams, and Tim Snodgrass at Kendall Yard's Night Market, Justin Priest and Eric Kegley at Zola, and Putty Knife, Psychic Death, and Peru Resh at Berserk. Thursday, Green Corduroy at Arborcrest, Kyle Richard at Press, and DJ Priestess at The Chameleon. Friday, DJ Storm at Garden Party, 509 Fest with Young Neves, Mo Davis, Jacob Van Now, and many others at The Red Room, The Bobby Patterson Five at Chan's Red Dragon, and The Rusty Jackson Band at Fizzy Mulligan's. Saturday, Starlight Motel and Cold Canary at Big Red's Colbert Trading Company, Malachi Burrows at Zola, and The Carrie Fly Band at Chan's Red Dragon. Sunday, Hand Signs, Emily Davis, and Uh-Oh and the O-Wells at Pacific Avenue Pizza, and King Dream, Lucas Brookbank Brown, and Bailey Allen Barker at The Chameleon. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. for Solidarity Spokane, the Inland Northwest's local labor hour, hosted by Cat Sabotage, elevating the voices of everyday workers and worker organizations, fighting for your rights in the workplace and fostering community solidarity. Join us here to reclaim control over your own destiny by reclaiming the conditions and products of your labor. That's Mondays at 4 p.m. here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. An injury to one is an injury to all.
KYRS exists because of the support of the public. We thank you for giving a little back with sustaining monthly support to continue independent music, local interest, and progressive news programming that is refreshing, engaging, and helps expand perspectives. Just text Give KYRS to 44321 and help keep KYRS on the air.
The Music Maker Foundation seeks out the carriers of America's oldest roots music traditions to help them secure a wider audience and a more comfortable financial future. Their primary focus is on serving musicians age 55 and older, but they also work with some emerging musicians, often in collaboration with senior artists who want to carry their traditions forward. Learn more about the Maker Relief Fund at musicmaker.org. That's one I've never heard of before. That's an interesting, I think I'm going to look that one up. Not that I'm much of a musician, but I'm a little bit curious to find out more about what that is, what's going on. All right, so the next thing I'm going to play for you, I kind of go back and forth on it because to me, it's really over the top and, well, maybe a little bit silly in some regards, the way that this thing is processed, I guess, but I kind of want to set it up for the second thing, which is much shorter. So if you stick with the first thing that I'm going to play that will go into the second thing, then maybe it'll be good. Maybe not. If not, maybe you could go to the bathroom right now or something. Not where you're sitting, you know, get up and go to the bathroom, but here we go. I'm going to play this for you right now.
Back several years ago, when I was a kid in school, our class was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day, and the school principal walked in, and he stepped in front of the class, and looking real serious, he said, "I have been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. So, if I may, I would like to recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, we, an individual, a committee of one. Pledge, dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. And wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, and that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country and to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign powers is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation meaning, oh, so blessed by God. Indivisible, incapable of being divided. With liberty, which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fears, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And since I was that small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Oh, wouldn't it be a pity if someone said it's a prayer, and that would be eliminated from our schools too.
From the preamble to the Constitution of the Industrial Workers of the World. The working class and the employing class have nothing in common. There can be no peace so long as hunger and want are found among millions of the working people, and the few who make up the employing class have all the good things of life. Between these two classes, a struggle must go on until the workers of the world organize as a class, take possession of the earth and the machinery of production, and abolish the wage system. That's who we are.
Okay, that was Red Sovine, and at the end there, I think he was bemoaning the loss of teaching cursive writing and phonics, perhaps, in school. I don't know. I don't know what exactly he was talking about, but, you know, it's very moving. And again, we have the moral high ground. We should hold it. And after that, we had Utah Phillips doing the preamble to the IWW Constitution. A lot of people don't know this, but Utah Phillips spent a lot of time here in Spokane. I don't, like a lot of folks, Spokane can be very inspiring, especially in the winter, in the drearier months. But all to say that I believe that the IWW was basically trying to make manifest many of the things that were talked about in our Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution for people. Actually, IWW being a socialist organization, a lot of people don't know that socialism basically means that wanting to bring democracy into all sorts of parts of our life, including our jobs. It's not talking about government control of jobs or ownership. It's just about having some say and your work and voting for things, being unionized, that kind of thing. But, you know, maybe we need to get democracy back in our voting first. And man, wouldn't that be great? I think if non-fascist powers go on to win the White House, the Senate, and the House, if they don't do things to fix the problems, I'm going to be very disappointed. I'll be still happy they won, because the alternative is would be pretty awful. But yeah, anyway, so I am going to keep playing here. We've got a few more minutes, so let's listen to, what should we do next? How about, you want to hear a little bit of Malcolm? Let's do some Malcolm. Now, let's do some El Capitano. From the album Stars and Stripes Forever. Sorry, Malcolm, we'll get to you right after that. But I kind of feel like, you know, it's Captain Maeve, right? So let's listen to some great, great, familiar marching music, march around your house, whatever you want to do. Maybe that'd be the new exercise. Maybe we can do marcher size and we can march to El Capitano. And here we go with that.
you to remain a boy. He wants you to remain a lackey. He wants you to remain dependent on him. He wants you to come looking to him for some kind of advice or some kind of teacher. No, you teach yourself and stand up for yourself and respect yourself and know yourself and defend yourself and be yourself, and you'll be recognized as an intelligent person. I purposely say the government. That's who it is. FBI, CIA. They sneak around here in Harlem trying to frighten you into thinking that if you be a Muslim, you're going to catch hell. You already caught hell. You can't catch any more hell than you have caught. No, anytime you live in a government where its Federal Bureau of Investigation will spend its time running around here trying to frighten Negroes into thinking that they will be chastised for becoming Muslims, for accepting the religion of Islam, that government has fallen to a low level. Anytime, and the FBI does it. The FBI walks around here asking questions, trying to frighten somebody. They ought to be told this is a new day. Nobody afraid of any FBI. Why should they bother us? We obey the law. We respect the law. We teach our people to obey the law. They should thank us. They should try and get you to become a Muslim. But they don't want you to be a law-abiding person. They don't want you to be a respecter of the law. They want you to be a criminal. They want you to be a lawbreaker. They want you to be immoral so they'll have an alibi to come in and bust your head with their club. No, this is what the FBI does. And God's going to chastise them for using their power in the wrong way. No, that's what they do with their offices down there in the Department of Injustice, calling themselves, or rather in the Department of Justice, calling themselves their respecter or protector of someone's rights. This is not fair for them to do this. They know what I'm saying is true. It's what they do. They come knocking on our doors trying to frighten our little children. Are you a Muslim? What you look like asking our little children, is that child a Muslim? I tell the old devil, you must believe it too, or you wouldn't be wasting all your money trying to track us down. One of those old blue-eyed things had the nerve to, a couple of years ago, to go to Philadelphia and tell the Muslims. They said, Brother Malcolm is talking about white people and he's in New York living with a white woman. Imagine this. I told the brothers, next time the old FBI come and tell you that, you tell them that if I'm in New York living with a white woman, it's his mother. His blue-eyed mother. And since she's living with me, as he says, I can tell him what his mother is like, what she does, how nasty she is, how dog-like she is. Yes, you tell them that.
All right, that was Byard Rustin. That was Malcolm X talking about the FBI and black Muslims from the best, from the album, The Best of the Speeches. Now we're going to break for our 20 minute to the hour. We're a couple minutes late on that, but we're going to break for that. And I will be right back. I promise you. Here we go.
Hey there, folks. Join me for a musical trip along Americana Avenue. Now on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Hear the greatest progressive songwriters from yesterday and today. Each week, I'll feature a specific artist and a vinyl spin of the week. It's music that plays to the human condition, Wednesdays at 6 on Thin Air Community Radio.
KYRS is grateful for the many listeners who have donated their vehicles to us. You can join them by donating your unwanted car, truck, minivan, motorcycle, and more. Vehicles are picked up free of charge, sold, and the proceeds help KYRS bring you the programs you know and love. It's easy to donate your vehicle, and it's tax deductible. Just call our toll-free line to arrange a free pickup. 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227. Thank you.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods, located in the Saranac Commons. 19 West Main Street, open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. And we are playing our patriotic music and interspersing it with speeches. And again, I'm urging you, this is the most important election of your life. And if you are not registered to vote, this may be, you know, I was a firefighter. I was in the Air Force, but I got to say, voting in this election could be the most heroic thing that I've ever done for my country or my community. And you have the opportunity to do the same. So be a hero. If you're not registered, do it. I can tell you how, but you can look it up yourself. There's a million ways to do it. Register to vote. And vote appropriately to save our country. It's as simple as that. Okay, let's jump back into some music. And I think I'm going to play, I love Jim Boyd. And I miss Jim Boyd. So we're going to play, we're looking at the beauty of our nation, warts and all. And we certainly have that. And I'm looking. And I think Jim Boyd might have fell off my... Oh, there it is. Here we go. All right. This is Colville Reservation by Jim Boyd. Since I got too far to go, Okay, that was Jim Boyd with the Colville Reservation. Again, we are talking about our nation, warts and all.
A litany for survival.
Oh, here we go. Audre Lorde, she wants to pop up and say stuff too. Like I said, I'm using my phone. I usually don't do that, but I had to run down here, which I got stung by a yellow jacket. I already told you that. But I didn't want to take my computer running. That looked ridiculous. So I took my phone. All right, let's do... Oh, you know what? I have to do this because, you know, it's in my blood. And please forgive me. Please forgive me. But we're going to do this. Here we go.
We go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spawning a flame from under. Off with one hell of a roar. Fashioned a crate of thunder, sent it high into the blue. Hands of men blasted the world asunder. How they lived, God only knew.
God only knew.
Souls of men, dreaming the skies to conquer, gave us wings ever to soar.
With skies before
and bombs galore,
nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
A toast to the host of those who love the vastness of the sky. To a friend we send the message of his brother men who fly. We drink to those who gave their all of old, then down we roar to score the rainbow's blood of gold. A toast to the host of men we boast, the USA.
Is such a lovely note to end this show, fellow patriots, fellow citizens, fellow people who are going to save our democracy by voting. Oh, I don't know. Jim Boyd now wants in the action. All to say, thank you for listening. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. And next voice you hear could, I don't know, who could it be? Maybe Amy Goodman, maybe Jim Hightower, probably Jim Hightower. So I'm going to close with my closing music, and then I will see you next week on here on Out and About on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane.
And now to Eden. Yea, brother. And now trouble in my body or my mind. Gonna live like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind.
The kid and its mother's milk. Wobbliest of all, though, is the moral authority of depraved politicians hypocritically preaching to school kids about such sins as adultery, stealing, and, hello, MAGA zealots, worshiping false gods. Plus, their piousness doesn't work. Young people are not so dull and docile that they'll mindlessly obey what some self-serving, immoral politicos put on a poster. Louisiana could have consulted Texas on this. For some 60 years, a 6-foot-tall granite slab engraved with the Ten Commandments has stood outside our state capitol building. Yet, those inside the capitol, including our governor, routinely violate those engraved moral sentiments. This is Jim Hightower saying, if so-called leaders don't give a damn about honoring the values they put on classroom posters, why should students? The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio, is grateful to Turnmeyer Eco Construction for being our tower guardian for the month of June. Just like people, our tower needs a safe place to reside. This month, our tower continues to have a secured home. Turnmeyer Eco Construction of Colville and Kettle Falls provides bathroom remodeling and custom tile work. Information at 509-220-4367.
Hello, this is Tom from A Shot of Jazz, and you're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1, 92.3 FM, and streaming at kyrs.org.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone.
The Supreme Court rules for the first time in U.S. history that presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. The ruling all but ends prospects Donald Trump could be tried before the November election on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. The 6-3 decision by the court's conservative majority included the three justices appointed by Trump. In a scathing dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said, quote, "The president is now a king above the law." We'll get response. Then, 64 years ago this week, Patrice Lumumba gave a historic speech to mark the Congo's independence from Belgium.
Nous allons supprimer efficacement
We shall eradicate all discrimination, whatever its origin, and we shall ensure for everyone a station in life befitting his humanity, dignity, worthy of his labor and his loyalty to the country.
We'll speak with Vijay Prashad, director of the Tricontinental Institute for Social Research. He also recently visited renowned intellectual Noam Chomsky in Brazil. Noam had a stroke last year. When Vijay was with him, Brazilian President Lula also stopped by. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The United States Supreme Court ruled Monday Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for official actions taken as president. The 6-3 ruling by the court's right-wing majority, including all three justices appointed by Trump, was issued on the final day of the Supreme Court's term and just 4 months ahead of the November presidential election. It will further delay Trump's criminal trial for leading the January 6 insurrection. The ruling upends more than two centuries of legal precedent for the first time, shielding U.S. presidents from criminal accountability. In a scathing dissent signed by Justices Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote, quote, "Never in the history of our republic has a president had reason to believe that he would be immune from criminal prosecution if he used the trappings of his office to violate the criminal law. Moving forward, however, all former presidents will be cloaked in such immunity," she wrote. Donald Trump celebrated the ruling on social media, writing, "Big win for our Constitution and democracy, proud to be an American," unquote. President Biden denounced the ruling in a 5-minute speech from the White House.